This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, I'm taking your advice on the drinking for a month, by the way, and I did send that to all my friends last night. They cracked up. Call me so I can give you an update. Bye.
I don't know what he's talking about. I missed the first part of what he said. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest is coming from Lisbon, Portugal. Berkshire Hathaway Real Estate Regional Manager. Why Americans fall in love with Portugal and the next luxury hub in Europe, Comporta. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll do in the first segment, along with tracking the number of pendings and the median price of said pendings for the last 27 weeks. Isn't that special? We have, what's the week ending? October 11th, 2024. It's the 41st week of the year, 2024. That's a tongue twister. And the 1,362nd week, I have compiled these statistics. October 11th, October 16th was my father's birthday, or is it still my father's birthday, even though he's passed away? I never quite understood how to phrase that. He would have been turning 100. Wait, is that right? 110. He was born in 2014. 110. I knew that was wrong because I had a couple of weeks ago or months ago announced that mom would have turned 100. So there were a 10-year gap. So we currently have 57 listings in escrow, a snapshot in time for the week ending October 11, 2024. And the week before was 58. Week before that, it was 69. But then we had a week of 26 closings when we're averaging just over 15 sales a week, 15.3 sales per week year to date. The first 6 months of the year, we averaged 15.42. And then it dropped to 14 point something for a while. And now it's been around 15. Now it's been around 15. We had 16 closings last week, only 15 opened escrows. So if they all don't close, that could bring the average down. But, you know, it's weekly, it varies. So 15.3 year to date. What I should do is do for the second 6 months of 2024, because the first 6 months was 15.42. So I'm guessing that means since July 1st, 2024, we've actually been averaging under 15 per week. Nonetheless, median price year to date, $2,250,000. Last week it was $2,260,000. Year to date, last year, averaging only 13.63 sales per week, ended up at 13.23 sales per week. Median price year-to-date, $2,250,000 last year, ended up at $2,000,000, just under $2,224,000. But again, so few sales last year. The median price last year was a hair under $2,224,000. At one time, it was exactly $2,212,000, which was the median price for 2022. And as Mark Schneep noted a couple of weeks ago, economists, when he was on 2-3 weeks ago, the median price has been kind of stable the last 3 weeks, last 3 years. So if you go back to 2017 through 2020, the median price was $1,280,000, $1,275,000, $1,300,000, jumped up to $1,542,000 in 2020. And then in 2021, it was almost 2 million, and it's been over 2 million for the last 3 years. The Montecito only question, 103 sales for the first 41 weeks of the year, week ending October 11th, 2024. Montecito only 103 sales. Last year, 106 sales. 2018, the debris flow year, 100 sales. Normally, going back to 2015, Montecito only, you know, it was about 140 for 3 years in a row. Then 2018 was 100. 2019 back up to 142. Then 208 in 2020. And then the insane number, 2021, 250, which will never, ever be duplicated, replicated in my lifetime. Of course, I have 2 years to live, so it's not saying much. Right now, I feel like I could be dead before the program ends. Why do you get stomach cramps and pains when you wake up in the morning and you haven't done anything unusual? What is that? Ginger tea helps, Pepto-Bismol, and some peppermint oil. So Montecito only, 103 sales, $5,550,000 year-to-date median price. Last year, 106 sales, $5,450,000. 2022, 132 sales, $5,460,000. 2021, the crazy number, 250 sales, just about $5 million. So Montecito also, last 3 years, median price, very clustered, as is overall. So that holds through. True. And what I also did was, since 2017, took a look at the median price of what's active on the market. What are you looking for? What are you looking at? And amazingly, the median price of the active listings that I said we had... We have 246 active listings that are net. In other words, not in escrow. The median price for what's active on the market is $3.8 million, just a hair under, for the 246 listings. Last year was 177 listings. Median price was $3.8 million. In 2022, we only had 131 listings. Median price was $4.5 million. So look how much, you know, 131 compared to today's 246, that's a heck of a fewer number. And yet, for those 131 active listings, snapshot in time, 41st week of the year in 2022, median price was $4.5 million. And the year before, in 2021, it was only 120 listings on the market. Today, 246. So double the number of active listings. But in 2020, 223 listings, and the median price was almost $4 million. So today and last year, 3.8. So the outlier years was 21 and 22, when the median price was $4.5 million, 21 and 22, I think I skipped a year. So then 2020, it was $4 million. 2019, it was $2.7 million. I don't have 2018. And 2017, it was $2.3 million. This is the median price of what was on the market. Snapshot in time, 41st week of the year. Okay. Hope you got it all. There'll be a test at the end of the program. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back with my guest who's coming all the way from Lisbon, Portugal. He's the regional manager, Berkshire Hathaway Real Estate over there, and you're going to learn why Americans falling in love with Portugal and the next luxury hub in Europe, Comporta. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.